WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I would have to say that that Bills-Vikings game was, it was a good Bills-Vikings. It was absolutely phenomenal.
Great game.
Phenomenal.
That Colts-Vikings comeback, that was an all-timer.
Amazing. That was an all-timer.
I'm glad I got to win the set.
Yeah, I actually was eating Thanksgiving with my family.
Yeah.
And you know how family Thanksgivings are. It's like it's super boring when your cousin's not there.
Right.
My cousin wasn't there. I actually know he was with a girl at the time. So he had her over. So like he was just showing around the family or whatever. Exactly.
Mm.
The ball, the old ball and chain. It was not on Thanksgiving. Okay. No, we did it like a week early because that's when everybody was free. So
interesting.
My family's a mess, but I remember sitting there watching. I have my phone up against the mashed potatoes, and my favorite thing's mashed potatoes. I was watching the Colts and the Vikings play while scooping mashed potatoes on my plate. It was amazing. But no, that's going to be a core memory for the rest of my life. That game was amazing.
Thanksgiving
was
awesome. We had three NFL games, and it was no matter how good or bad they were, I just really fondly remember just the Rams just laying a dookie all over the Broncos, and it was just so fun to watch. Right. Baker just cook. Because Baker's just been really mid these past couple of years, but he just went gnarly.
Like two games a year, or he's a great quarterback.
Hey,
it's like a vicious
Baker.
Cycle. He does well.
Oh, there's a cycle. You've seen Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ghetto Gronk, man. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Ghetto Gronk is a dog.
Dude, he's so funny.
He's a pretty good Instagram.
You know you're top of the food chain when MMG reacts to you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
But, man, I love this season so much. It was definitely different than the past couple for me, like, as a Titans fan. Just because, like, we actually just sucked, and we kind of just
almost had a chance to go to the playoffs.
It's crazy because, like, the last couple of years, like, we, like, really, like, overexceeded expectation. And, like, last year, our team was dead. And we somehow got the one seed, so that was crazy to kind of see. And then this year's like, what I feared was going to happen happened. But it was fun to kind of like take a step back and just watch the league a little bit more, to appreciate a lot more teams. The Jags were a lot of fun to watch, and I watched them just kill us live this year. I was able to go to three games this year, so it was a lot of fun to kind of take a step back and just watch. But I really love the season, and I truly believe there's no off season because it is draft season right now. So, like, as much as we want to be sad about the season being over, I think it's just started. So
I think I'm ready for, like, USFL and XFL. That'll be pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited for the XFL just because it was a lot of fun to watch whenever it happened in 2020 before COVID.
You want USFL?
USFL was cool, but I just didn't really think it had this is spring football type of feeling that XFL had for
me,
at least
you're not
personally.
In Alabama, so like it's totally different for like us Alabamians.
Because there's a pro football team in Alabama winning.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everyone loves that,
bro.
Everyone
the Birmingham Stallions, that was like a old team back in the day too.
So
like all these old
much.
Heads would bring out their Birmingham Stallion gear. It was great.
I gotta say, I'm more of a DC Defenders fan than I am a Birmingham
too,
Stallions fan.
I actually
I'm
did DC. Like them too. I just like the Stallions because who was on there? Was it Trent Richardson? No.
No, it was Bo Scarborough.
Bo
he
Bo
came
Scarborough.
In halfway through the season. Yeah. No, I just
he was cool.
Me and all my buddies, we all picked XFL teams whenever it first came back around 2020.
Yeah.
And I was a DC Defenders guy, and my boy Will, he was a Seattle Dragons guy. So we're still on our teams. So
yeah, that is cool. That is cool.
A lot of people thought I'd be a Seattle Dragons guy, but I just couldn't do it, man. That logo was ugly.
I thought it was so cool. There's the little like Madden looking dragon. I liked it personally, but even like the USFL, I don't know. It just doesn't really hit for me as much as the XFL does. But like I know that they got a Memphis team, but I just couldn't really care all too much about it.
Good. Looks like a kindergartner
that hard,
drew that,
bro.
Looks like a Lego preschooler set logo.
Bro, that's almost as bad as the Cybertruck.
It looks hard just for like how mid it looks. I'm like, all right,
no,
I mess with
that's
it.
Not a thing.
I mess
no,
with
bro.
It.
No.
I like
don't
it.
Don't have that mindset.
It's like goofy looking.
This is their actual logo, okay? To be fair, this was their actual logo.
That's
the,
cool.
The other one was like a fan drawn.
They also redid all their logos because they all got rebrands from when the Rock bought them. Mm.
So, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So that might rock be the bottom. Rebrand.
Yeah. yeah, I like no, that. They all did complete rebrands for this season. So they all have new jerseys, new logos. It all looks like pretty similar. Like they all same color
that's
schemes.
The new logo right there.
Yeah, but they wanted to kind of revamp it. Because, the Rock's just been pushing it a lot, which I'm very happy he bought it, because I'm stoked to watch it this season.
Well, he played football, so he knows yeah. what's up. So, he wanted to make it in the NFL. Yeah. So, I think he'll do a really good job with it. But mm-hmm.
He has the personality to keep it going.
So. 100%, because he did wrestling, or WWE.
Yeah.
Not wrestling, he did WWE. There's a difference.
Yeah, he was big WWF guy, probably one of the most famous people in the world. Oh, yeah. So. Being the owner of that league, it's going to bring a lot of attention.
100%. I'm glad because it gives a minor league for the NFL, yeah. which is something I think that teams really need. Because if you look at Kansas City, what if all three of their receivers are out for the Super Bowl? What are they going to do? Forfeit? No. Bring some guys up from the practice squad.
Yeah. Oh, actually,
bring some guys up from the XFL.
If you didn't know, the XFL actually did sign a deal with the NFL to be their official development league.
That is amazing. So I love
that's
that.
That's a tough break for USFL.
Yeah.
I love that.
XFL got the step up on that. So they're pretty much the NFL's G League right now.
Dude, that is so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Imagine being a G League coach.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time until...
That actually would be cool. Yeah, that's kind of like being an intramural coach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, everyone knows it doesn't really matter, but it's still like competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's only a matter of time until we see a 5-star or two go to the XFL and then the NFL after. Kind of like how the G League works now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it'd be really cool to watch a kid out of high school, straight out of high school, just go play in the XFL instead of college.
Probably going to be absolutely horrible, but maybe if there's like a 5-star quarterback or something like that, they could actually be pretty decent.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I would go to college personally because I would want to go to Alabama if I was a 5-star. But I know a lot of these players, man, with all the NIL stuff, they'd rather go to college and make a butt ton of money.
Yeah.
Can't blame them.
I mean, I can't blame them. But also, I miss how college was. It was the best college gets the best recruits. Yeah. I don't think that's how it is anymore. I think it's the people with the most money get it. Look at Texas.
Yeah, it's a bit of both. I mean, like it made a lot of sense whenever A&M had their recruiting class in 2022 because they are the most valuable college franchise in the entire country. It's them and Texas are 1A, 1B right now. So... I mean, it makes sense. I think Bama was like 4 or 5. 3 was Michigan. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a new age, and I think A&M is a perfect example of, you know, money's not going to buy everything because they already have.
Oh, true.
I believe three of the 8 5-stars have already transferred out.
Wow.
So, they're facing a lot of repercussion because of this bad, horrible, horrible year. But, I think it's still a bit of both. I mean, coaches aren't going to just throw money at guys that are only there for money. I mean, Saban turned down 2 guys in this cycle. But we still had a great recruiting class, and I'm very sure that we're not just throwing money just to have these guys. Because, I mean, we're Bama. That's what we do. We're just good.
Did you guys hear about this? I actually did not know this. I saw this on Twitter, and it was... Tom Brady signed Deion Sanders' son to a Brady brand in October of last year.
At TB12?
That was a while ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Shadeer Sanders.
I did not know that.
And kid's a baller.
Dude, you hear he's Deion's trying to get Brady to come coach him?
Really?
In Colorado? Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Talking to him.
I mean, Brady's probably just going to take the – I mean, I'm not even fully sure that he's going to retire. But
honestly, when I saw that he pushed the Fox contract in 2024 – a little sliver of hope.
I know.
I
know.
Maybe he's coming back.
It'd be cool to see Brady play next year. I just don't want him on the Bucks. Just not on the Bucks.
I promise you won't be on the Bucks.
Yeah,
just
need him on a different team. You got to spice it up. I mean, Rodgers is going on his 4-day retreat, and then he's going to be back, and he's going to decide whether he plays or not. So
the only way that I would like him to come back if he wasn't on the Bucks, number one. And number two, if he actually had some interesting people to play with.
Yeah. He's not going to go to any scrub team because he knows that he loves winning. Loves winning.
Yeah.
And he's not going to come back if he doesn't think he has a legitimate shot to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Because when you're 46, you don't have time to wait for a 3-year rebuild.
yeah.
going.
Yeah,
do you think he would take a pay cut and go to the Niners and bring the Niners?
Money's not an issue for him. I promise you.
Yeah.
It's just not. You know, the Fox deal he's signing is going to be combined more than all the money earned in the NFL.
Yeah, isn't
it
like $330
million? $375
million. Right. Golly.
For 10 years.
I think he earned $366 in the NFL. Over like 23 years.
Worth. Yeah. Watch out, Greg Olsen.
If money's not an option, he can go wherever he wants.
Right.
And assuming that he's still good, which
he is.
Arguably... He is.
He's Tom Brady.
Exactly.
he's not going to be bad.
Exactly. He won't be Russell Wilson.
I don't think his style of play would concern him to be washed because he's not mobile. Like, mm-hmm. when you have a mobile quarterback, you can be more worried about that, but he's a pocket passer, so they last a lot longer and can be efficient for just as long.
Yeah, and it's Brady.
Yeah.
Dude has 7 rings.
Yeah.
Payton changes the culture wherever
he goes. Yeah, Payton could probably still be playing right now if he got back into it and just took care
Manning.
Of
Manning.
Oh, Manning.
Payton. But he wanted to get out just because of his neck injury. So
did you watch that last Pro Bowl game? He got snubbed.
I did not.
Dude, that was hilarious.
That was BS. I can't.
That was so funny. So basically, correct me if I'm wrong, but the NFC they basically ran an illegal play on the last second of the Pro Bowl game.
Yeah. So they took a knee, but you're not supposed to be allowed to run it. Inside of a certain yardage because there's no D line.
Yeah.
So there's nobody to stop you. So they're not supposed to be able to run it. But Kirk Cousins asked the ref, like, hey, can we just take a knee? And the ref told him yes, but it's illegal. So Peyton Manning should have just walked out. Like, it should have been. Here's the thing, though. Had he just dropped back and waited for a sack, that's the same idea. Because, like, if you tackle him, the game's over. If you don't tackle him, the game's over. So the game was over. Yeah.
Was the Pro Bowl actually fun this year?
It was.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was
a little
cool.
bit. I mean, you know, the flag football, I mean, it brought a little bit of competitive back to it because you knew the guys were, like, trying a little bit because there's very little risk of injury. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was really cool just watching all the guys who normally don't get to play together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Juicy Juice, oh, man, he's got hands.
Yeah.
Dude, he ran an out route. Extended all the way out.
I saw the highlights. I saw some of the highlights. Mm. I saw Derek get in there for a bit, but...
And Gino went, like, I think 7-for-7 with a touchdown.
Good job, Gino.
And you know what's funny? The announcers were talking, and they're like, you know, when Gino doesn't have anybody running at him straight up the middle, he can throw the ball really well. And every single Seattle fan's watching at home, like, really? What? If he had no line, he'd be able to throw? Man.
Pat McAfee and Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wait, they were commentating it?
They were commentating
it. That's an elite crew.
That was.
Wow. Get them
and you had Eli Manning versus Peyton Manning. It was pretty.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I got you. I mean, that's cool. Yeah, I haven't. The last Pro Bowl I watched was when it was 2020 in the middle of it. You found out Kobe died. So that was a little goofy. But yeah, I haven't really tuned into one since then. This doesn't really interest me all that much. I mean, I think it's cool. It was cool seeing it all over.
Real football fans.
It was cool seeing it all over social media. So, but yeah, nah. Pro Bowl was just, yeah. I did watch a little bit of the Senior Bowl though. That was pretty fun.
I didn't watch any of the Senior Bowl. I don't really care.
It's all the prospects. It's all like the Senior Bowl guys are usually the later round prospects that like kind of try to shoot up the boards.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're all older. So you want guys that are coming out 3 years instead
of 4 years.
Was
there anybody that surprised you?
Nah, they're all just like, man, like whatever.
Like, sounds like a waste of time.
Yeah,
hey, it was still pretty fun to catch for a little bit at least. So, I mean, just being a big Dynasty guy, this part of the year is one of the most fun parts of the year for the NFL season.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. That's why once this will be the last... I didn't tell you guys this, but we're going to swap gears over to you being the host for the next couple shows.
All right.
Because it's draft season, baby.
Love draft season, baby.
I'm a student of the game. I love the game. I could care less about the draft.
I agree.
Like, bro, like...
The draft
I'm not going to watch...
Awesome.
I'm not going to watch 7 rounds of Roger Goodell getting up there and various people getting up there and saying, Seattle Seahawks select Cam Chancellor. And then everybody in the background going, I'm not doing
dude,
that,
it is... The I'm draft is electric because I'm you get all that. These players that have such high upsides and you're just thinking, wow, these could be stars in the league, could be horrible, like your team needs. Like, I think, I mean, being like a fantasy guy, like all the offensive guys are super fun to see because, you know, you don't know what you're going to get out of them, especially like past like the first round. Like, it's all guys you want to bet on potential. So, I think this year is going to be really good. The QBs this year are going to be fun to look at as well, just because C.J. Stroud has actually just passed Bryce Young as the odds-on favorite to go number one.
What made him pass?
Just recently, more buzz about it. So nothing really matters until the combine right now.
Oh, but so it's just dude in Vegas said, hey, put Stroud on top now.
Yeah, it's just because they view like social media trends and everybody's kind of buzzing about Stroud. And then, so.
It's all about money. Doesn't really
I was expecting it to be like, they found a really secret video of him throwing a 90-yard bomb. No.
Yeah, no.
It's just somebody searched his name up on Twitter multiple times.
And then Will Levis, the Kentucky guy, and Anthony Richardson, the Florida QB, they're both slated to go top 10 right now. So
I want to see where Deuce Vaughn goes. I love Deuce Vaughn. I love him so much.
He's slated around like fourth round right now, which makes sense. He's just super small. He's probably only going to be like a returner, special teams guy, but maybe someone could make him like a Darren Sproles. So.
Yeah, well, you guys have seen me. People listening on the radio, I'm 5'5", 150 pounds. I have lost 4 pounds.
Good job.
You losing weight?
Yeah, so I went on a really good bulk for about a year,
and
I'm pretty sure I gained 10 pounds of muscle because I was 135, and I went to 155.
Nice.
And I'm pretty sure if I get to 145, I should be the same as how I looked at 135, if that makes sense.
How can you look the same if you gain 10 pounds of muscle?
Fat-wise, not muscle-wise, but like...
bulk cuts, like...
Yeah, okay. Fat-wise, I would look the same as I did 135, but more muscle at 145, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, Deuce Vaughn, love the guy, because he's short, and I wanted to play running back in football, but I was better at baseball, so I stuck with baseball.
Short, stubby white dude, just like going all over the field.
Exactly, bro.
He's actually getting slated as like the second best pass catcher running back in the draft, aside from Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well, so. He is really good. I mean, he ran for 200 on Alabama.
Yeah.
Wasn't it 200? It was close.
It was like all-purpose yards.
Because yes,
I remember he had that one long run in the first quarter, and then he just kind of stopped him. But, I mean, they're still feeding him the rock. He was, like, their main guy. So, I remember their best wide receiver opted out or just wasn't there. So,
well, he had 1,558 rushing yards, but only 9 touchdowns last season. So, it's like...
1,500 rushing yards is... That's a lot in college football.
Oh, it's a lot of rushing yards when you're playing cupcake no-name teams that Kansas State plays.
Hey, Big 12?
Nah, bro. Hey,
Big 12's cupcakes. Cool. Big 12's cool.
Nah, they're a bunch of cupcakes.
I'm messing with the Big 12.
Bro, they got embarrassed by Alabama. They're a bunch of cupcakes. TCU got embarrassed, too.
Hey, TCU made it to the championship, though.
So they shouldn't have been.
You got to give them the props. Big 10 couldn't do that with 2 teams in the playoff.
Big 10 is just a whole other thing. Big 10 sucks.
Big 10 stinks outside of those awful. Few top teams.
But anyway, all right, back to
NFL.
So, MVP finalists. Let's see what we got, fellas. The Bills quarterback... Josh Allen. Then Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Jefferson in that order.
Jed is just a fun kind of throw in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The illusion of.
It's not a quarterback award.
Yeah. It is a quarterback award.
He should win Opoy, though.
He should, yep.
But project the winner is Patrick Mahomes for MVP.
I don't see a scenario where it's not him.
Yeah.
5,250 yards, 41 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He's having an Aaron Rodgers year.
Had his best year since his MVP year without Tyreek Hill. I think it's pretty easy to choose him at this point. He played all games in the season, so which that does matter. Like people want to say, oh, it should be Jalen. Jalen missed a couple games. Mm-hmm. That affects your stats. The voters are gonna put that into account. So
yeah, and Jalen, he's actually the predictor for the offensive player of the year.
Oh really?
Really?
Yeah. It's Mahomes, Jalen, Tyreek, and Justin.
So Jetta had around 1,800 receiving.
Justin
rights,
Jefferson
right?
had a very impressive resume. I would put Justin Jefferson up there just because his resume was so impressive.
Yeah.
Can you win MVP and OPOY?
Nah.
No.
You can only get one. No. Okay. Wait, who else is up there?
I did it.
So assuming Patrick Mahomes wins the MVP, it will most likely be Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Tyreek Hill, or Justin Jefferson.
Josh Allen kind of had a terrible year, honestly.
Yeah.
But what he should have been.
He didn't have that good of a year, but I can see where people say offensive player of the year, because without him, the Bills would be nowhere.
That's not the same, though, I don't think. I don't think that's how.
I mean, he had a pretty decent year. It was just flooded with turnovers. I mean, like for fantasy-wise, he was the QB1. He was amazing in fantasy.
Oh, yeah, because he throw 3 picks, but then give you 4 touchdowns right after. So.
Yeah, the thing is that if he just, like, had half his turnovers working on one of the best QB seasons in this millennium, But it was just he had a
record. But he didn't.
Exactly. So, I mean, Josh Allen, it's just his style of play is really risky, but it works for the most part. But I mean, we can see that they've been ever since their AFC Championship game, they've been out in the divisional and they've been on the wild card, so you got to kind of look at it there.
Yeah. Me personally, I would pick Jalen because I'm biased. Straight up. I'm just biased.
I'd pick Jetta just because I
would agree with that.
I think Opoi should be a non-QB award.
So. Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, the only thing I can say is I'm biased. That's it.
What are the candidates? Wait, so Josh Jacobs is not a candidate for that?
Who?
Josh Jacobs is not a candidate for that?
No, he should be. Because Josh Jacobs had a better season than Derrick Henry did, and that's impressive.
Jacobs led in rushing yards. So, and he was number one for all-purpose yards among running backs.
Oh, yeah. He was fantastic. I will make this bet with you. By the end of these two's career, like Derrick and Jacobs, if you look at the stats, Jacobs will have a better career than Henry.
Sheesh.
I will bet $5.
keep
I'm just
going to
say it. I'm just going to say it.
I ain't going to make lousy bets.
Let's just see what happens. We'll come back in like 10, 20 years.
By that time, you'll
years.
Be a Navy SEAL station like on the moon or something.
Nah, yeah, bro.
Derrick Henry already has his golden jacket.
Bro. I don't know what guy's got playing for me, but we'll see what he's got. Defensive player of the year. Let's see who he has for defensive player of the year.
All right. Give me.
Bosa. That's the pick.
All right.
Bosa.
Which one?
Nick Bosa. I forgot that. They're brothers. But the Chargers Bosa didn't do that well.
What are all the guys on there?
Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, and Chris Jones.
Micah Parsons is my pick.
I would have to go with Micah Parsons just because for his position, he's putting up insane numbers.
Yep.
If he was like a DN, D tackle, I'd be like, okay, whatever. But he's a linebacker playing the D tackle position.
Those are only three candidates?
Yeah.
Dang. According to Vegas.
This is according to CBS. So.
CBS, sir.
Yeah. I would have put Hassan Reddick up there, too, with them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think I got to go. Shoot, that's hard.
Micah, Nick, or Chris?
I'm pretty much 50-50 between Bosa and Micah Parsons.
All right. Elliot, give us your best argument for Micah.
I just think when you're that young and you're able to – put up the numbers you have, really, like, in a position. Like, as a linebacker, you shouldn't be getting those kind of numbers. You just shouldn't.
Yeah.
But he's at the quarterback every play. And, you know, like Clay said, he's playing literally the defensive end position. So, I don't know. I think Micah Parsons has been the more impressive player.
I got you.
And maybe because I'm more conditioned to know, Nick Bosa's good. That could be the bias. But
that's kind of why, like, I'm sorry, basketball reference. But, like LeBron should be an MVP conversation every year, but everybody kind of expects him to be all this good so he doesn't ever get talked to MVP combos.
We already covered this. Nobody watches basketball.
Yeah.
He's not the most valuable player
ever. I don't even watch it. I just pay attention to awards and stats.
He's
mostly.
Not the most valuable player ever. So, Micah Parsons has, let's see, he's played 17 games in 2022. 36 yards on, I think, one fumble return?
It doesn't matter.
Something like that.
Wait,
but anyway,
give me
the
sacks and
stats.
QB pressures.
Sacks and QB pressures?
Yeah, and TFLs. Those are only three stats that really matter.
The stats that the Pro Football Reference shows are sacks 13.5.
Yeah.
And then you said tackle for loss 14.
What does that
QB pressures?
It says QB hit, so I guess that's the same thing. 27.
Well, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. QB pressures is probably the best stat for any like rusher.
Yeah. Because Will Anderson had like I can't remember what it was.
But it's like when you win your block.
Yeah.
And you're affecting the play.
Yeah.
Well,
if Micah Parsons had
27 QB hits, I would imagine that he probably had around 40 pressures.
See, I can search it up.
30
real quick.
Or 40 pressures.
Because that's what like matters most. Because like a lot of people are kind of saying that Kevin Thibodeau didn't have that great of the year. He had 53 QB pressures as a rookie. That's pretty dang good. And the Eagles, the reason why they're like so great on defense is that they have three guys that have had 50 plus QB pressures. It's the Eagles, the Niners, and the Patriots are the only teams that have three guys with 50 plus pressures.
Pretty good D-line.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the Super Bowl is going to be a blowout in favor of the Eagles. The more I think about it.
I will give you guys one free pass to change your prediction. We'll go over the predictions again for those who missed it last week. And for me, because I'm, I don't remember. All right. Elliot?
Yeah.
41-17 Eagles. Fourth quarter, last 10 minutes, Chiefs score 14 or less points. Hurts goes for 100-plus rushing yards. Halftime is 24-7. Mahomes has two INTs. Do you want to change anything about that? Or add anything? You can add anything.
Wait, what was the last one about Mahomes?
Mahomes has two INTs across the board.
I think that's a perfect prediction, actually.
You think that's perfect?
That perfectly encapsulates what I was thinking. Whoever said that's literally a genius. I don't think that could have been, to the number, done any better.
Somebody needed to knock you down a peg. You can be humbled. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, that does sound like a pretty good prediction if you haven't ever watched the Chiefs play this season.
Don't count out Patrick Mahomes.
If you watch them, you have no idea what to expect.
Patrick Mahomes in the biggest game of his life.
If you've watched them, Mahomes, if he has receivers who will catch the ball, unlike against Brady in the Super Bowl, those receivers wouldn't catch the ball. O-line was literal garbage. Like, it was like Obama's border policy. You just let everybody
the
in.
The Chiefs actually have a half-decent line this year, which is like the biggest difference.
You stole that. You stole that from the John B. Crist video.
I did, because I like that. I think it's really funny.
You jerk. You would have gotten away with it, too, if I didn't say anything. All these people.
I would have gotten away for it if it weren't for you meddling kid.
I think that's Scooby-Doo. Yeah.
I think it's when they rip the mask off and they're like, Mr. Jefferson.
Never watched Scooby-Doo.
You never watched Scooby-Doo?
Never watched Scooby-Doo.
No wonder your opinion is
trash.
Oh,
the big Scooby-Doo guy as a kid.
Doesn't surprise me.
Dude. Kaysen, you said 31-28 Chiefs.
Yep.
Mahomes' legacy game. This is the one where all of us are like, he's a household name. He is starting to get in the GOAT debate.
I think he's already in GOAT debate, but
he's nowhere
300
close.
Plus passing yards,
nowhere close.
3.5 touchdowns, total touchdowns. Sorry, 0 INTs.
Wait, say that again.
You said 300 passing yards, over 3.5 total yards. Touchdowns.
Over 3.5 total touchdowns.
Yeah, so like rushing and passing.
Yeah, so I'm
and
thinking
then
like
zero
rushing,
INTs.
Three passing,
and
zero
hey,
INTs.
If he has a kick return, because Elliot brought it up last time, he could have a kick return or a punt return.
It's true.
You brought it up.
Also, give me one more. Yeah. Juju touchdown.
Who?
Juju touchdown.
Smith-Schuster. All right, let me put this out there for you, Kaysen.
TikTok guy.
Look, if you look at everyone's talking about, Mahomes is making the AFC Championship. Look, Brady, since the age of like 38,
Brady.
Won a Super Bowl, made the AFC Championship, won a Super Bowl, made the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl,
yeah,
had an off year in the playoffs, won the Super Bowl. So you look at just that span of like 38 to 45.
Yeah.
That's already better than Mahomes. That's it. So Mahomes isn't even close to touching that yet.
Mahomes better. That's all I gotta say. Mahomes better. Watch the film.
He's not in the GOAT debate till he gets 5 rings. That's my. You have to get at least 5 rings.
Rings?
If you have 5 rings and you're way better offensively, maybe we can talk.
Rings mean about nothing to me.
I just disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Look, I actually got my list. I actually have, I made my QB list.
He needs 5 rings and to surpass Brady in like every stat.
All right.
Long-term stat. And then maybe I'll hear you out.
I'm just going to save my list and then we can just move on.
Oh, no.
My top 10 QBs list. All right. We'll go 10, Russ. People, you cannot forget how good Russ is.
Recency bias. I'm not a Russ hater, but that's
Russ.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Watching Russ at his
Russ
peak
led
was one of the best quarterbacks
comeback I've ever seen in my entire life.
His mobility was amazing. His throw on the run was unseen. So Russ
could drop his deep ball into any breadbasket he wanted.
One of the best deep ball throwers
any
of all
bread
time.
Basket. Like show me an interception three. That he had over the shoulder with a deep ball, a duck ball one. You can't. You can show Brady 100%.
10 Russ, 9 Brett Favre. Okay. His lows were low, but his highs were some of the best we've ever seen. 8 Elway, 7 Breeze, who was pretty much like hailed as like the people. A lot of people like say he's the most accurate quarterback.
He does hold
the record for most accurate.
Yeah, 6.
I can see that.
6 Steve Young, better than Montana. 5 Brady. 5 Brady. And then
it's ridiculous.
5 Brady.
If we take Super Bowls out of it, is it still ridiculous?
Yes.
No, I'm going off just pure. I watch you. This is how good I think you are.
Oh, okay.
Ford Dan Marino. 3 Peyton, 2 Mahomes, 1 Rodgers. So
that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard you say. Where'd you put Mahomes again?
2.
2.
2. He's the second best quarterback I've ever seen.
Let's put aside Tom Brady for a second.
Okay.
What makes Mahomes great?
What makes Mahomes great? Have you watched him play football?
You know who holds the record for most touchdown passes in a season?
Who?
Peyton Manning with 55.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes hit 50. Didn't come close.
Manning's 3. Manning's 3. Mahomes only 27. Okay. That's so much time.
Okay. 5 touchdowns is pretty close.
No.
Mahomes threw 50 when he was like 24.
He threw 50 his rookie year.
His first starting year in the league.
He threw 50. He put up Aaron Rodgers numbers.
Peyton Manning has 5 MVPs. You want to put aside Super Bowls? Peyton Manning had a pretty dang good career.
He did.
Putting Patrick Mahomes above Peyton Manning?
Yes.
If there was an all-time legacy draft and I have the pick 101 and I get every player at 20 years old, I actually
Why would you go at 20? Because
you get their careers.
Because you get their careers.
Like, oh. If I were to get any player, Mahomes is my 101, the player I take at the 101.
I'm actually taking Michael Vick, to be honest with you.
Vick?
Yeah.
Vick was so much untapped potential.
I'm taking
but
him.
But he also just wasn't an amazing passer.
Oh, I don't care.
It's
fun to watch.
I love Vick, but I just...
I love him. He's so cool.
He's a cool player.
He was just good. Like, he had,
well,
he had,
I never
he had a couple
got to watch him,
seasons.
So I actually want to watch him. That's why I would pick him.
But. I used to think that Lamar was not as good, and that's just a horrible take. Lamar is like 4 times better than Vick.
Yeah,
I just haven't seen enough from Lamar in the postseason.
If you want to watch the best Vick, watch the 2010 Eagles Vick.
I will.
That is a fun Vick to watch because he actually used his arm, and he was amazing. Also, Andy Reid team. Look at that.
Oh, what? What? You're saying an Andy Reid team was good?
Yeah. Andy Reid was the head coach of that team. He's the one that tapped into Mike Vick's potential coming out of jail and brought him back and gave him his best season ever.
Wow. So you're saying that the same coach that brought Michael Vick back from being a horrible human being to a halfway decent quarterback is the same one. An all-pro quarterback is the same guy that is coaching Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl for the second time?
Yep.
For the third time?
Yeah.
Yeah, third time in 6 seasons.
Andy Reid?
Yeah, third time.
He lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl twice on 2 different teams. With both of the 2 great teams you guys are talking about.
Hey, Belichick, amazing all-time coach. All
right.
Bruce Arians?
Let me ask you this.
Bruce Arians, pretty dang good coach as well.
Elliot, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think Alabama, and there's a point to this, so let me wrap it.
Alabama.
So, do you think Georgia wins the national championship 2 years ago, not this past season, but the other one, if J-Mo and Mechie don't get hurt?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough to tell, honestly.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Because Alabama was up by 14 points, and then J-Mo gets hurt.
It's true.
They beat him in the championship. In the SEC championship.
Yeah.
It's true.
What was it, 14?
In what game?
The Alabama-Georgia SEC championship 2 years ago.
Yeah, we were up by a good amount.
We were up by 14-plus. And in the national championship, we were up by 14-plus.
Natty, we were up by like...
Was it 10?
We were up by like...
It was like 3, I think.
It was 9-6, like late in the third.
I swear we were up by 7. Nah. But anyway. Oh, well. Same point still stands, though. If you say that those two are healthy, we win the Natty. What about Mahomes when he plays Brady in the Super Bowl? If his O-line was healthy, if his receivers weren't dropping
2018
balls?
2018 AFC Championship game. One of the best games I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. What's your excuse there?
I actually don't know what game
you're
talking
about. D Ford wasn't stupid. And offsides, that's Mahomes' game that he wins. So, it was that simple.
Yeah, let's take one mistake away from the Chiefs. I don't buy into that mentality.
See, Mahomes, that's not on Mahomes, though. That's how I view it. So.
Oh, the overtime loss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was when D4 just...
Seriously, watch those game highlights. That is an all-timer.
What a game. That was awesome. I was so pro-Chiefs then, and then now it's just like...
You're a bandwagon?
Nah, it's because it was like the you have the new quarterback who's just going crazy out of nowhere, beating like up against Tom Brady. Of course, I want Tom Brady to lose.
So you're gonna bring up that game and talk about that. Talk about Patrick Mahomes' 117 passer rating versus Brady's 77.1. Talk about Brady's two interceptions and one touchdown versus Mahomes' three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at Tom Brady's playoff stats. He has so many horrible playoff games that he's won. It's crazy.
295 yards of offense just from Patrick Mahomes flicking his wrist. Tom Brady had 348. So, I mean, to me, if you look at the stats, Patrick Mahomes outplayed the GOAT.
Oh, he easily outplayed him, too. Easily outplayed
him. It just looks like Patrick Mahomes didn't have a top 10 defense every single season he's played in the NFL.
And D Ford was offsides. That's the story. I think winning is not a QB stat.
Winning is not a QB stat. It's a team stat.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bad QBs that have played on – or good QBs that have played on bad teams and bad QBs that have played on good teams.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl. And Joe Flacco is not that good. He had one good playoff run. Colin Kaepernick was in the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo was in the Super Bowl. Jimmy G is just a mid quarterback.
Eagles. About one. Talking about seven with 10 appearances.
Yeah, with
and 14 conference championship appearances.
Yeah, with the best organization in probably sports. US
so you're telling
history.
Me that if Tom Brady didn't go to the Patriots, didn't get put up with Belichick,
you can't get
didn't have
what
a
ifs.
Top 10 defense.
Oh, we can get it. What ifs?
Well, that's the whole point of this radio show.
Say,
so you're just you're
let's
taking
say
my
Patrick
job
Mahomes
away from
didn't
me.
Didn't go to the Chiefs. Didn't have Andy Reid. Didn't have Travis Kelce.
He'd still be fantastic.
I think he's about 85%.
Is he still going to his third Super Bowl?
Yes, I 100% believe that wherever Patrick Mahomes goes, he would bring them to a Super Bowl.
Depends on the team. I still think
you can look at Brady. He did that. He went to a different team first year, won the Super Bowl.
There's a caveat to that. They already had a loaded offense. They already had a loaded defense.
Same thing with the Chiefs. The Chiefs had a loaded offense when Patrick Mahomes went there. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
I'm just saying, it goes both ways.
It definitely does go both ways.
You
but
talk about that.
When Brady consistently gets bailed out by his kickers and his defense in every single Super Bowl that he's been in, other than two.
I don't think bailed out by his kickers is fair.
Kicker won the game. Kicker kick game winning.
Brady
field
sets
goals.
Up the game winning drive when the goal is to get a field goal, not score a touchdown. Get a field goal because that's what wins the game. And then the kicker kicks field goal. Does his job.
Okay, I'll give you the kicker, but the defense. He's been in a lot of games, plenty of games where he's gotten playoff games and Super Bowls where he's gotten bailed out by his defense.
You know what? We can look at that because he has
but it's
so
a Brady
many.
Stat.
There's so large a sample size of playoff games he's been in that we can start to nitpick some. And ignore the ones where he played really well.
Yeah, the only two he's really played really well was the Falcons.
That's not the only one.
I would say, in my opinion, that's the only one that stands out above all the other ones. Because that was him doing it. It wasn't his defense that got the interception at the goal line after Brady scored on a tired Legion of Boom. It wasn't that. It wasn't when he lost to the Eagles after they did a Philly special.
That was one of his best offensive performances ever. Defense let up 38 points. Is that bailed out by your defense?
No. That's
wasn't like he lost
14-10.
He lost 38-33.
Let's see. What was that, 2018?
It depends.
I think it was 2018 Super Bowl.
Depends on what season.
Yeah, it was 2018 Super Bowl.
If you go off season versus the year the Super Bowl's played in, it's different.
Let's see. Tom Brady had a very impressive game. 505 yards, three touchdowns.
Wait, which one's that?
That was 32. The Eagles Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was what a game.
It was a really good one, but he couldn't convert in the red zone when he needed to, though, because, I mean, it's hard to win a game
when
you lose
41-33.
The Eagles are just
the better team that day, man. That Super Bowl is not a Tom Brady-faulted Super Bowl. That is a
Eagles
were the better team.
No, but I'm just saying that a lot of Tom Brady's Super Bowls are because of a team factor. It's not,
that was by
it's
far
not
his best Super Bowl performance.
Tom Brady doing it himself, you know.
I just think that's a slippery slope argument.
It could be. I can see where you're coming from with that.
Hey,
it definitely could be.
Respect.
It definitely could be. Because, I mean, if you're going to play that, then you're going to say, okay, well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Tyreek leaves. What happens then? Oh, he still put up 5,000 yards? Nice. Cool.
So, how many times that happened to Brady?
A lot.
Yeah, he had Randy Moss.
Yeah.
That was pretty much his only big-name receiver. I think he made Wes Welker good.
Gronk.
That's tight end.
Randy Moss,
receiver too.
Gronk, tight end. Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola.
Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, Brady made them good.
They were products of the offense.
Yeah. But they were still great, weren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
After the fact, we can look at them as great. They're not Tyreek Hill.
Hey, they Antonio Brown.
So if the offense can make a wide receiver great, why can't the offense make a quarterback great?
They can. Of course.
Yeah, Brock Purdy. So do you think that the offense maybe had an influence? All the coaching,
we can say right
all
now,
that stuff had an
Julian
influence.
Julian Edelman's a great receiver. I would believe Julian Edelman is a great receiver.
Yeah.
But he was never top 10 in the league at
any
point.
He wasn't Tyreek Hill great.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that kind of offense.
Julian Edelman's like Adam Thielen, pretty much. It's like that. I view them in the same way.
The point that I'm getting at, though, is if you're going to say that Julian Edelman wasn't a great receiver, he was maybe top 20? We can all confidently say top 20. He's a top 20 receiver.
Top 25. He's probably like around like 22, 23, whatever he was in there.
Dang, bro. Okay, top 25. We can all say top 25.
Okay.
If you're going to say that the offense made him great, why not? Why can't that be applied to Brady? Because he was in that offense for so many years.
Right. I'm sure it did help his skill significantly.
Hey, Brady's still five all time. Let's say that. Hey, I'm still saying Brady's five all time. He's still great.
Ridiculous.
He's still great.
Like that's terrible.
There's just four quarterbacks that are better than
him. My point is,
Dan Marino.
Yeah. I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes isn't great. I'm not saying the Chiefs aren't great. I think it's a great organization. I think they're doing great stuff. I think Patrick Mahomes is doing great stuff. I think you take Super Bowls out of it, the longevity of Tom Brady is what makes him great.
Yeah.
He was consistently a playoff contender every single year, pretty much, over the 25 years he played.
Yep.
And that is special. Patrick Mahomes is off to a great start, but he is like a fifth into what Brady did.
If Mahomes goes, how many seasons has Brady been in?
I couldn't tell
18?
I think he was in there for
22, 23. Okay. Like if Mahomes stacks up with 22 seasons...
If Mahomes goes 22 seasons and gets five rings and gets a couple more MVPs and like breaks all of Brady's touchdowns, passing yards, all that stuff, like the big ones.
What if he ties them or gets close?
Like if he breaks like the all-time touchdown record, all-time passing yards record, I'd be willing to accept an argument then. And he gets five rings is the important part, though. Rings are important in the GOAT debate. You can't tell me they're not.
How so?
Because if you as a quarterback can't lead your team to multiple years where you are the best team in the league, then you don't deserve to be in the GOAT conversation. That's
interesting.
It.
Kaysen is cringing so hard right now.
Marino.
All right, Kaysen.
Marino, zero
Marino
rings.
Was never in the GOAT conversation.
Peyton, two rings.
You know who was
Mahomes,
the GOAT before
one
Brady?
Ring.
Montana. Montana was the undisputed GOAT.
He's so
Brady.
Overrated. Steve Young was better.
But the GOAT isn't like... I don't know how I can explain it to you.
No, like you've explained your point of view very well, very articulate.
But it's not even just my point of view; it's the consensus right now in sports media.
Yeah, the consensus are all
with
casuals.
The majority.
Okay. Let's just be honest.
Casuals. Every single sports analyst ever who's now free to call Brady the GOAT.
About 80%. Actually, no, I'd say 90% of sports analysts are casuals.
Let's be honest. It is very easy to throw an opinion out there and then gain traction, and that be the majority opinion. Dude, people thought the Earth revolved around the sun for hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, bro. And then the
an
telescope.
There.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, no. the Earth does revolve around the sun.
Sorry. People thought the sun revolved around the Earth.
Yeah, the geocentric model.
But when some dude comes out and says, hey, the Earth revolves around the sun.
People haven't thought
everyone's like, what? That's crazy. Dude, people still believe the Earth is flat. So, like, my point is, people are dumb. People are gullible. People will believe what they want to believe if it creates a good story and makes money. Brady creates a really good story and makes a lot of money.
How about this? When Brady posted his retirement video.
Yeah.
You know what Patrick Mahomes commented?
What?
Three goat emojis.
Is he the goat currently? Yes.
No.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
In my opinion, no, he's not the GOAT. But if you want to take the majority opinion,
he's
the
most accomplished. I'll say that.
As far as I'll go, the most accomplished.
Hey, Brady's very accomplished. He's done amazing things in this league. He's become the most legendary icon of the league. He just ain't the best quarterback the league has ever seen. There's four more quarterbacks that are better than him.
We will see. We will see, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Except for the Super Bowl.
Hey, Chiefs Kingdom.
Patrick Mahomes legacy game. I'm excited.
It's going to be great. If you want to hear more of us, more of our discussion on the Super Bowl, we talked about that a lot in depth last episode.
Yeah.
This episode was just kind of let's all hang out
and have fun.
Relax, you know.
We love that.
And then next week, it'll be Kaysen on the mic. He'll be,
I guess it's he'll be taking time, over baby. All this stuff. Do your research, so, all right? Look at the mocks. I'm
or we could do that
week.
A week later. What do you guys think? Do we'll that a week later? Week. We'll break down the Super Bowl.
We gotta love.
I guarantee you there's going to be a controversial call that somebody's going to complain about.
Yeah. Hey, say that have you seen the script? Eagles 37, Chiefs 34.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. We will see everyone later. Tune in next week. Let's go, Jalen.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.